This, of course, is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Come on now, let's rejoice and be glad in it. Friend, welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. This, of course, the first Sunday of November. Hello, friend. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. And if you're not too familiar what this program is all about, Sunday worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate it in the Word of God. Well, I pray that you are enjoying your weekend so far. And our main theme for today, we're actually going to be starting a series starting today, since Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away. Today, we're going to start a series entitled Thankfulness. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be good. So I hope you can join me. Call up a couple of friends. And I pray that we worship our Lord today as we focus on thankfulness on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I heard an old, old story, how our Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood that told me. Then I repented of my sin.
right. You are listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I pray that you are enjoying the first Sunday of November. Yeah, it's November the 4th, 2012 already. This has gone by way too quickly, but I sure hope you're enjoying the time. And Thanksgiving is just, was it like 3 weeks away or something? I don't even know when Thanksgiving is. I know it's on a Thursday sometime this month, but we're starting a new series today entitled Thankfulness, and it's something that we need to be focusing on every day, not just around Thanksgiving or November. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58 says, "But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory, oh yes, through our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Amen. Scottish minister Alexander White was known for his uplifting prayers in the pulpit. He always found something for which to be grateful. One Sunday morning, the weather was so gloomy, one church member thought to himself, "Certainly the preacher won't think of anything for which to thank the Lord on a wretched day like this." Much to his surprise, however, Pastor White began by praying, "We thank thee, O God, that it is not always like this." You see, there's always a way to thank God. Amen. Always. Even in the worst circumstances, where there's a will, there's a way. So let's experience a true, happy Thanksgiving this month. Let's will to thank God and do it happily. As we draw near to Him with our thanks, He will draw near to us and bring us victory.
The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
That's right. You are listening. I love that song. To Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I do pray that you are enjoying your weekend. It's Joey spending some time here with you on your Sunday. Yeah, yesterday we had my wife and I, we're trying to fix up our home so we can sell our house here in the next 6 months or so. So we put in some new flooring in our bathrooms yesterday, and my goodness, my back is sore today. But the bathroom looks nice, praise God, but my goodness, it's I much rather just pay somebody to do that. So I'm not the hands-on type of guy at all. So it's a struggle for me. But praise God, bathroom looks nice, and we're trying to make our home better and nicer looking. So, I mean, obviously it would sell, obviously. So, yeah, be praying for us as we pursue that. So that was our day yesterday, but praise God, today's Sunday, a day of worship. And today we're focusing and beginning a new series entitled Thankfulness. I'll tell you what, being thankful is sometimes the hardest thing to do. Amen. I mean, especially when you're focusing on what you don't have. We don't have enough money to fix up our home. We don't have enough money to pay our electric bill this month. The car just broke down again. And I'll tell you what, the list can just go on and on and on. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, Adam was told that he can have anything in the garden. I mean, in fact, it was his job to take care of the garden. So he can have anything he wanted. He can have whatever he wanted, except for that one tree. I'll tell you what, rather than rejoicing for everything they had, which was everything that handmade by God, literally, everything they had, rather than rejoicing in that, they chose to pursue the only thing they weren't allowed to have. And they did, and lost everything in the process. Brothers, sisters, let's choose to be thankful today. Thank you. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. This is Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll spending some time with you on your Sunday. We're starting a new series today entitled Being Thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." In her book, The Hiding Place, Corrie ten Boom relates an incident that taught her always to be thankful. She and her sister Betsy had just been transferred to the worst German prison camp they have ever seen, called Ravensbrück. The barracks were extremely overcrowded and horribly flea-infested. After their scripture reading in 1 Thessalonians that morning, where the Lord reminded them to rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances, Betsy suggested they stop and thank the Lord for every detail in their new living quarters. At first, Corey was appalled by the idea. She flatly refused to give thanks for that smelly, dirty, flea-ridden place. But Betsy persisted, and Corey finally succumbed to her pleadings. It was by a miracle of God that Corey and Betsy were able to smuggle their Bible into the camp. Now, if the guards found out that the women were holding nightly Bible studies in their barracks, they surely would have been punished harshly, maybe even killed. But during the months they spent at the camp, however, no guard ever said one word to them. It was not until several months later, where they later learned the reason why the guards would hardly come ever into their barracks. They wouldn't enter the barracks because of the fleas. Perhaps you're dealing with some difficult circumstance today, but who knows? There may be a purpose beyond our understanding. So let's choose to trust the Lord and maintain an attitude of thankfulness in every situation.
I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." And then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school. I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." Then another man stood before you and said, "Remember the time missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave." One by one they came, as the eye could see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, I noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, "My child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. For I am a life
that was changed.
That is Ray Bolts, and thank you, right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time with you on this fourth day of November already. How is this going by so quickly? I have no idea. Yeah, we are doing a series starting today on being thankful, so I hope that you can join me again next Sunday as we continue part two of our series on thankfulness. I sure hope you can join me, friend. In the meantime, I sure hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I pray that you have a blessed week. I pray that you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus as we go through our week. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.